We're learning Maseches Gittin, Daf Chesem Aleph, and we are starting 5 lines from the top of Daf Chesem Aleph. We had a stira, 2 brises. One brise says someone brings a get in a svino, it's like bringing Eretz Yisrael. The other brise said it's like bringing a chutz la'aretz. And till now we learned, Machlekes is, it's telling Rabbi Huda Rabbanon, if offer chutz la'aretz that's in a svino in Eretz Yisrael is a chayiv and maiz of shvius or not. That according to Rabbi Rabbanon, that Yechayiv in the Meisav Shvias, therefore it's considered as Yisrael. According to Rav Yehuda, it's since you potter in Meisav, it's considered in Medina Siyam. Rav Nachman says, no, there's nothing to do with that. Avada, a Svina in Eretz Yisrael, of course, is not Chayiv for Nechta, for Nechta, because that's in Eretz Yisrael Mamish. I don't care if it's Chayiv in Meisav or not, he doesn't hold it at the whole Svara. So what's the Biyam Achleikis between the two Brises? Rav Nachman says, Oma, Abin Ahara is the Eretz Yisrael, the Kuli Alma, Le Pligi. The Nahoris in Eretz Yisrael, everyone agrees that you say that you don't have to say before Nechta and Nechta. Everyone agrees to Eretz Yisrael. Eleki pliga b'yama gadol. Machlekes is b'yama gadol, which means in the Mediterranean Sea. Tanya learned in a brisa. Ezu eretz ve'ezu chutz la'aretz. Where's Eretz Yisrael and where's chutz la'aretz? So the brisa says, kol sheshefeya ve'yored meturi amnon v'lefnim Eretz Yisrael. Meturi amnon v'lechutz is chutz la'aretz. Turi amnon is the har that we call har ahar. Like the pasuk says in Parashas Masay, Zeyi lechem gvul tzofay min hayam hagadol tosayu lechem harahar. Then harahar is the border on the tzofin side. So harahar is in the yam on the Mediterranean Sea and on the north of Eretz Yisrael. Now a har has like a few sides to it. It goes very high. There's a tip of the har. Then you go down slope of the mountain. So the Brisa says that depends which way. Kol shefev yared turam lefnim Eretz Yisrael. The slope that goes inside is Eretz Yisrael. Turam lechutz, but the slope that goes towards the outside is chutz la'aretz. Va'nisin shebiyam. What about the islands in the water? Royin oison ki luchut matuach alei maturi amram ad nachum atrayim. So we take a line from Harahar, we go straight down south, from north to south, to Nachum Atrayim, which is the other corner of Eretz Yisrael, according to the psukim. That's the other in the boundaries that the Torah gives us. That Nachum Atrayim is the southwestern corner, and that's Nachum Atrayim. So make a line from Harahar to Nachum Atrayim. Obviously, that line doesn't go straight on the beach because the beach is not a straight. The shores of Eretz Yisrael is not a straight line. So that you make a line from the Harahar to Nachum Atrayim. And in a chuf lefnim Eretz Yisrael, whatever is on the inside, even islands that could be there, it could be a few miles. That's Eretz Yisrael. And a chut v'lechutz is chutz la'aretz. From that chut lechutz, means towards the west, is chutz la'aretz. That's the first man yama. Rabbi Yudag. So this man yama holds that you make a line from Harahar to Nachum Atrayim, and then anything that's towards Eretz Yisrael to the east of that line, even in the water, that will be Eretz Yisrael. Any islands there will be Eretz Yisrael. Masha'inkein. From the out to the west, going towards the Mediterranean Sea, from that line, there is chutz la'aretz. Rav Yehuda argues, Yehuda Eimer, kol shekein neged Eretz Yisrael, harei Eretz Yisrael. Rav Yehuda's mechadish, anything, any water that's keneged, that's the west of Eretz Yisrael, any part of that is Eretz Yisrael. Shenema, because the pasuk says, what is the western border of Eretz Yisrael? Says, ugvul yom, v'hoi lechem hayam agadol, ugvul. That's what it says, Ugvul. Zeilchem Gvul Yom. And Shah, what's the extra word of Gvul? So, Huda Darshans, Ugvul Yom, Vahayelchem Yom, Agadol Gvul, Zeilchem Gvul Yom, that teaches us, the extra word Gvul teaches us that anything connected to Eretz Yisrael, anything that's parallel, if you can say that word, to Eretz Yisrael, that all that is Eretz Yisrael. Banishan Shibit Stodim. What about the islands that are to the side? Royin oison ki ilu chut matuach leim mekalforia vad yom hakainus, u'minacham etzrayim vad yom hakainus. You make a line not going from north to south. The line you make is going west. You take a line and you go from this city that's the north of Eretz Yisrael called Kalporia, and you make a line. This is a city that's sitting at the top of Harahar. So you make a line from that city to the Yam HaKainos, to the Atlantic Ocean, and you also make a line from the Nachum Atrayim to the Atlantic Ocean. Anything that's between those two lines is Eretz Yisrael. Anything outside those lines, which mean to north and the south, that will be Chutz La'aretz. So that's Machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon. So first of all, let's explain this. Now, first of all, the two brises. So how you explain two brises? The Torah is talking about an island that's connected Eretz Yisrael, that's in between these two lines. That, let's say you take a line till the Atlantic Ocean, the one line from Harahara, one line from Nachal Matzrayim. In between those two lines, if you have an island there, and it's outside the line that would go from north to south, then those islands are machlokes if it's Eretz Yisrael or Chutz La'aretz. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it is Eretz Yisrael. According to the Rabbanon, it's Chutz La'aretz. That's the pshat in two brises. I maybe get Besvina of Eretz Yisrael. Not it means on those areas, that water in that island. Like Rashi speaks out, Lav Dafka, the island's Eretz Yisrael, the water's Eretz Yisrael also. But punk, the only place you can plant usually is on an island. That's why we say island. But really, it's Lav Dafka on Nisan, even any water. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says, anytime you're in that water, you're in Eretz Yisrael. Now, Tosfos is bothered that L'chaira, how did he know that everyone that's connected the Eretz Yisrael is Bekiyim and the Shiara of Suyas. There's a lot of space. If you take a line from Eretz Yisrael until the Atlantic Ocean, Gibraltar will be included, parts of Spain will be included, parts of Portugal, parts of Morocco, parts of a lot of different countries will be part of this. So how in the world you knew, you checked out all those places, you knew that all Bekiyim, Shema, and Shiara of Suyas, talking about a lot of Europe and South and North of Africa, a lot of them are part of this. So what's going on over here? And for Tosfos, that Avada, any land mass, Avada was not Eretz Yisrael. He's only talking about the water and the islands in the water that are connected to Eretz Yisrael. But anytime it hits a land mass, it stops right there. So like the farshas speak out, therefore, Adar Kindness is Lav Dafka. It doesn't really reach, the lines don't really reach the Kindness because there's land in between, and that's not Eretz Yisrael already. It just means any islands in the water, the Mediterranean Sea, that connect to Eretz Yisrael, so it's not as big as you see. Tosfos speaks out, read it inside. It says, he has a kasha. So the answer is, that the Chol Shekonegi Eretz Yisrael, Hainu Kol HaYom Shekonegi Eretz Yisrael, Le'ari Bi'a Basha Sh'adu Kainis, Elav Nisin Shebiyam HaGadol, the islands of Yam HaGadol, Dafka. That's what we're talking about. So, therefore, that's very possible. He says that all those places where, if anyone lived there, was Shiraz B'tzuris, B'kin L'shma, and it's not saying all those parts of Europe and North Africa. Rabban Haivik Vol Mai Avrele. What does Rabban do with the word extra word Gvol? Rabban Dash Mai Extra Word Gvol, that anything in the Yam is part of Eretz Yisrael. What does Rabban do with the word Gvol? Mai Avrele. We need it for the islands that are inside the line that's going from Har down to Nachal Matzrayim. We said that the Rabban also have cases of islands that are part of Eretz Yisrael. The ones that are east of the line going from north to south. So that's the Pasuk Gvul. Rabbi Yehuda, Nisin Leitzrichi Kro. Yehuda says, no, those islands don't need a Pasuk. That's Mamish in the Tchum of Eretz Yisrael. The extra word Gvul is teaching a new Chiddush. That even though it's not Mamish in the Gvul of Eretz Yisrael, it's not Mamish in the borders of Eretz Yisrael, it's just connected Eretz Yisrael, that's the Chiddush of a Gvul, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda holds, that will be Eretz Yisrael. Anyway, yeah, but how do you know to be Moisif? How do you know if he had extra word Gvul to be Moisif? Even, how do you know? How do you know it's distinct negative? It's not a Svara, it's a Pasuk, a Gvul, extra word Gvul. So the question is, how did he know that? Maybe it's coming to Moisif, the islands that are like a Rabbanon. So he said, he doesn't need a Pasuk for that. The Gvul must be more than that. That's Pasha, that's in the Tchum, and Gvul is telling something more, which means anything connected to Israel. Zokta Gemara Vaita. Said in the Mishnah, Meya Aima, Akoi is Ke'eretz Israel. And it says the three borders besides for the Yam. It says Akai is on the Tzafon, and Ashkelon is in the Darim, and Rekem is the Mizrach. Gemara Kash like this. We know there's halacha. If someone sells an Eved to Chutz La'aretz, the halacha is that they make a Knas, and they take away from the Lekech. Why? Because if someone sells an Eved to Chutz La'aretz, he's taking away some of his mitzvahs, because the Eved is shayach and mitzvahs, and therefore you can't go from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz because he's losing out in mitzvahs, and he's going to, and Chutz La'aretz has other problems. Therefore, if you sell an Eved to Chutz La'aretz, there's a knas. Like the Gemara says later on, Daf Mem Gimel on a base. So what happens if you sell to Surya? Surya is a place that's suffering in Eretz Yisrael. It actually has Fiwaman the Yama, at least Zechiv, Meiser, and Shvius over there. But the halacha is, the Surya has a little bit dinim like Eretz Yisrael. So the question is, if I sell a Eved to Surya, is it like selling the Chutzaris or not? That's the question. Amalahu, that's a place north of Eretz Yisrael. Amalei Tanesua, Rameya Imer, Akoi Keretz Yisrael Legitin. It's in our Mishnah. Rameyer argues on the Tanakam, he says, Akka is Keretz Yisrael Legitin. And he says the extra word Legitin. We are talking about Masechtas Gitin now. Why do you speak of the word Gitin? Legitin in La Avodim Loi was a Diak. Dafka Akka is Eretz Yisrael for Gitin, but not for Avodim. La Avodim Loi. And of course, Surya, that's much further, of course, there has a din of Chutzlars. Madach Akoy, which is close, has a din of Chutzlars. So for sure, Surya has a din of Chutzlars. So we bring right from the words of Rameyer that this is the halacha. So the Taisa Rosh over here has a kasha. What do you mean? What do you want from Surya from Akoy? Adrabi asks. Even though it's further, but Surya Adifa, the cause Sava Kibus Yachash May Kibus, like we'll see, the Atzma Eretz Yisrael, Kiditana Kamon, the Ichayiv and Meiser. So what kind of Raya is that? Okay, it's further, you're right. But Meiser, it's better. It's what's the culture came Makoy. So he says, Hilkach Nira Kibush Leal, the Oise Tzash Eretz Yisrael Ayrim Sisim. Tait says it's also on that phase, that Akoy over here was the Akoy that was inside Eretz Yisrael. It was Chayiv and Meiser, this Akoy. And still, there's a Mandi Omar that says that it's Chutzlar, it's forgetting, and one of them says it's Eretz Yisrael forgetting. Why? Because since it was far from the Yishuv, Taisa says he's Yisrael there, it could be it had the same problems of Chutzlar. So then, it's Taka Raya was saying, this place is a little Chutzlar stick. Even though it's Chayiv Maisa, you see that Akoy, La'avadim Loi. So then it's a Kolshikain of Surya, because talking about Akoy that was in Eretz Yisrael, that had the Chayiv Maisa. And therefore, it's a Kolshikain that if Akoy had a din of Avadim, La'avadim, so Kolshikain Surya had a din, La'avadim, that was considered Chutzlar. Dr. Maravai, the Tanabanam, continuing the idea of the whole halakhas of Surya, Tanabanam, Shlosh Drachim, Shafs, Surya, Eretz Yisrael, the three ways Surya is similar to Eretz Yisrael, Shlosh Chutzlaretz, and three ways it's similar to Chutzlaretz. What are the three ways it's like Chutzlaretz? Afra Tomai Chutzlaretz. Chazal made a takana that if you walk out into Chutzlaretz and you touch the arrow, and even oil later on, the oil also, the halach being mahal on offer of Chutzlaretz, the halach is you are tamei. That's the halach. And they said the same thing is by Surya. Surya is like Chutzlaretz regarding the offer being tamei. Number two, similarity. Someone who sells Eved in Surya is like selling in Chutzlaretz. Like the Maharashayla before, the Mar could have arrived from his price. I guess the Mar wants to be arrived from Mishnah, which is more clear. So Mishnah is always a better raya than a price. This price is mefurish. But I guess he wanted to arrive from a Mishnah, which is better. So number one, it's similar to Chutzlaretz, Afra Tomei. Number two is you sell your Eved to Surya, it's like selling the Chutzlaretz, which is make a Knas. And we annul the sale. Now maybe get from Surya, can maybe from Chutzlaretz. And someone brings a get from Surya, it's like maybe from Chutzlaretz. Like it's worse than Akoy. So the halacha is you say, Fani Nechta, Fani Nechta. And with Shloish, like Yisrael, the three things are similar to Yisrael. Chayeves Maitzav Shvias. First of all, it's Chayev Maitzav Shvias Keretz Yisrael. V'arayt Zilei Koneslo B'tahayra Nechnas. If he wants to go in B'tahayra, there is a Eitza, and we'll see how. And number three, V'akoynes Soda B'Surya. Someone buys a field in Surya, he gets Mitzvah Yishev Eretz Yisrael, K'koyna B'parvoye Yishlayim. It's like he was koyna in the outskirts of Yishlayim. Mamish, like the best real estate. It's considered that he bought in Yerushalayim the Zishiv Eretz Yisrael. So here we see there's three ways it's similar to Surya, three is similar to Eretz Yisrael. And the question really is, the Lechayra, if it's Chayiv and Meiser, it has the mitzvah Zishiv Eretz Yisrael, so why Taka did they say that Kameicha B'chus Laris? What's Taka the Pshat? So in the Sefer Chedusha, Goyin Rav Zalman Sender, Mechon Yerushalayim put it out, he says in a few words, he just says that even though it's a mitzvah Yisrael Yisrael, still they were geyser otu chutzlaretz, and therefore they made a gzeira on the offer also, and also they said amecha avdo iteretz chutzlaretz. Not because be'etzem like chutzlaretz, it really has din of Eretz Yisrael, but since it's in chutzlaretz, they were geyser surya otu chutzlaretz, and it has certain din of chutzlaretz in order that you shouldn't go to chutzlaretz.